Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And wasn't Curtain Up a good time? Lots of people.
There were. Wow.
The cast of The Outsiders, which we saw that night, terrific production, wonderful, and the very young cast, after their show came out onto Main Street, they felt like they were in Times Square. It was like, wow, great town, Buffalo. And so we are.
Well, for those who missed The Outsiders, and it was great, it'll swing back into our general area, Cleveland, Schenectady, Toronto, next May, June, and July. So.
Yes. And then getting out to what else was on offer, I caught up with the Last Croissant at Buffalo United Artists, which is being described as magical realist. But I think that magical realism has to happen in the context of realism. And this is really an absurdist play. It will be up through this weekend. It is a group of people who end up sharing a campsite, and it is casting cross-gender. It is existential dilemmas. It's interesting because it's told in the style of a farce, but the issues being discussed are so weighty that the audience listens intently. You don't get this guffawing laughter. You get these little chuckles, and as crazy things are happening, cranes falling from the sky, well, not birds, but paper origami cranes falling on people at moments of uncertainty, transition, and there is a talking teabag. I guess that's all you need to know.
It's a BUA production upstairs at the Compass Performing Arts Factory, 545 Elmwood, but it closes this weekend.
Playing a little longer, we saw Or, that's O-R, comma, a play by Liz Duffy Adams. A three-actor play, but many more characters.
I think seven in all.
It's wigs and costumes and running in and out. It is set in the English Restoration. This is the 1660s. It is the playwright Aphra Behn, and she is trying to write a play and collect money owed her by King Charles II because she has been a spy. All of which is true. So much of the play is based on historic fact. Then she strikes up an acquaintance with the actress Nell Gwynn, who is also a mistress of King Charles II. Also true. Charles II, who was the father of 12 children, none with his wife. He was certainly the merry monarch. The main thrust would be Alexandria Watts, who is Aphra Behn and always Aphra Behn. But then it is the other two, Ryan Capello and Anna Fernandez, mostly as King Charles and Nell Gwynn, but a lot of other people as well.
Now, that concerns a play about a woman sometimes called the female Shakespeare. Just want to shout out, down the road, The Book of Will continues into October, and that is about Shakespeare. But while there's still time this weekend, get over to see Or, and then go see The Book of Will. We'll talk about that later.
Right. Now, the play I was supposed to see first before any of them was The Cottage, the urbane and sophisticated comedy at the Alleyway Theater. I was going to see it on the preview before its official opening, but someone was ill, and then abruptly someone departed from the cast. The actress Tracy Lane got a job off-Broadway, Theater for a New Audience. She got in their very posh production of Ibsen's The Wild Duck. And I was able to get down to New York to see her. She's very concerned. Are people mad at me? And I said, well, not the actor who replaced you.
That was Anna Krempholz, who really stepped into the role. And Paige Cummings stepped in for Anna Krempholz.
Of course, the same thing happened when the actress in New York City departed from the production for A Death in the Family. It just, dominoes from one end of the state to the other. Tracy Lane was sublime in The Wild Duck. She was the servant who does all of the exposition because she's very, very gossipy. Handsome, handsome production.
But you also got to see Josie DiVincenzo.
Now, I'm going to confess something because Ted Lang, who was Isaac on The Love Boat, it was announced he was doing this play, and in the cast was Vicky from The Love Boat and Gopher from The Love Boat. And I thought that the Love Boat people would be the stars of the show. And Josie got the job. And I thought, well, of course, I'll go down and see Josie DiVincenzo, wonderful Buffalo actress. She lives here. She's the lead. It was great. She was terrific. Josie's agent is ecstatic because all these Hollywood people coming in to see the Love Boat people. But who are they seeing in the lead? Buffalo's own Josie DiVincenzo. Very, very nice. And she's very good. Very good.
Well, speaking of Buffalo's own, this is the big weekend. You heard about it last week on Theater Talk.
Michelle Ragusa with Jay Dreff. It's the Pops concert with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. It is tomorrow night. All Broadway music. Going to be fantastic.
We're sending actresses down to New York, and they're sending actresses up to us. I love it.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.